Jugendra Singh. I am the founder member of Secret Youth Service at Nottingham Teaching College. All the voluntary groups here, they've been established at Red for Unity well over 20 years. Some of the group itself been established for many, many years, 30 years, 40 years, you know. We have delivered excellent service to the Nottingham City Council citizens, made the youth better, take the youth off the street, tell them to commit a crime, we give them education, training and to employment. You know? Same for the mental health issue and adult learning. You know? And what have we, the way we've been treated as though we're parasites, the amount of help they're giving to peanuts, what
we
have
going there, at the City Council House.
Sorry?
We are going there, they allowed us.
Okay.
Okay, and so how exactly have the council treated you? I mean, how did you find out about what was going on?
We got brought up purely by an accident. They didn't even tell us. We heard the rumours that they're going to close the place down, and we've been asked a question, and nobody wanted to say anything to us. But here, it is quite sad. We are citizens of Nottingham, citizens of this country, born here, and everything else. The way they treated us, I thought we don't matter, you know. And on the 18th of December, they came along, they said, we're not concerning you, we give you 3 months in order to leave. I mean, you don't do that with anybody. If somebody's been living in here, squatters move into your own house, you couldn't, they get better treatment than we do, what we got.
How do you think this situation could be resolved? What can the council do now?
I think the pressure from the media, pressure from the whole of the community. It seems to be that John Colley, the councillor, got more power than the Prime Minister. He's giving the building to somebody else. He don't have to disclose who he's giving the building to. Right? What the show? We've been asking for the last 3 months, please show us what you can offer us. In the last moment, last Thursday, they offered a Douglas Hall School, which is many times worse than the provision which we've already got. They seem to be the brother. They're wasting millions of pounds. Getting advice from mentors, and what we do for 8 years of repair, but we serve thousands and thousands of people for nothing. We all volunteer, we have been recognized. That's not fair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The reason for coming here is that the council is not doing the right job, and we need to raise our voice to get our justice done.
What community group are you with, and what do you do with the
We are from a Hindu youth group. We engage different age group of people working together as a positive contribution of our cultural values and supporting our gathering as a community.
And how did you find out that the building was going to be sold?
We came to know by the office bearers of the refugee center. There are two meetings so far, and it was just lip service and no action.
So how do you think what could the council do that would make you feel better about the situation?
We wrote a letter to our colleagues, the councillor, but he was not very positive in his work, but he didn't show any concern about the issue.
What do you hope that people in the local community can do to support you and the other people?
So what happens is we work collectively, like Hindu group, Sikh group, Yoga group, and other sub group,
yeah.
To raise our basic opinion. Whatever justice you have done is not right.